M78 recording length 15 minutes and 24 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 78 star forming nebula M78, NGC 2068, a reflection nebula, with open star cluster, in Orion M78.jpg, right ascension 05, 46.7, H:M, declination plus 0003, Deg:M, distance 1.6, Cli, visual brightness 8.3, Mag, apparent dimension 8x6, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Pierre Gain, Messier 78, Million 78, NGC 2068, is the brightest diffuse reflection nebula in the sky. Situated in the rich constellation Orion, this object was discovered by Pierre Mcain in early 1780. Charles Messier added it to his catalog on December 17, 1780. M78 belongs to the Orion complex, a large cloud of gas and dust centered on the Orion nebula M42/M43, and is about 1,600 light-years distant. It is the brightest portion of a vast dust cloud which includes NGC 2071. Northeast, lower right in our image, NGC 2067, close northwest, and very faint NGC 2064, southwest, all visible in our image, together with some other nebulae, including NGC 2024, Orion B, near Zeta Orionis, sometimes called the Flame Nebula. All these nebulae are associated with the molecular cloud LDN 1630. From Lin's catalog of dark nebula, a part of the Orion complex, as a reflection nebula, M78 is a cloud of interstellar dust which shines in the reflected and scattered light of bright blue, early B, type, stars, among them the brightest, HD 38563A, and second brightest HDE 38563B, both of about 10th visual apparent magnitude. The nature of M78 as a reflection nebula was discovered by Vesto M. Slipher of Lowell Observatory in 1919, Slipher 1919, by the investigation of its spectrum. M78 exhibits a continuous spectrum, which resembles that of the bright stars enlightening it. At its distance, M78 measures almost 4 light-years in extension. The image in this web page was obtained by Everett Grimmer with a 12.5-inch Newtonian from Arizona in the mid-1960s. This image acquired some late fame in February 2004 on the following occasion. J.W. McNeil discovered a supposedly newly nebula near M78, within the field of this image, McNeil 2004, which could not be found in a number of images taken at various EBOX. However, the nebula was soon found to be obvious in the Krimmer image displayed in this page by a considerable number of attentive readers of these web pages, demonstrating that it had been in place at the time when this image was taken, and J. McNeil had discovered another outburst of the young star feeding it, a so-called Herbig Haro object. Meanwhile, McNeil's nebula has faded again. In and near the nebula M78, 45 low-mass stars with hydrogen emission lines, irregular variables similar to the star T Tauri, have been detected. Stars of this type are main-sequence stars which vary in brightness, by about 3 magnitudes, and spectral type, which is about F4G, and similar to the chromosphere of our Sun, are 4 to 5 times brighter than their spectral type would suggest, and associated with nebulosity which may be bright or dark. Probably these are very young stars which are still in their formation process. Infrared investigations have given a clear image of the cluster of young stars which have formed in this nebula. From 2.2 micron investigations of the molecular cloud associated with M78, LDN 1630, Orion B, performed with Kitt Peak National Observatory's 1.3-meter IR telescope Plata ET.AL, 1991, concluded that much of the young, embedded star formation is occurring in clusters, including the formation of lower-mass stars. They counted a number of 192 stars, spread over an area of 7 angular diameter. After this paper, Archinal and Heines, 2003, call the open star cluster in M78 Lug 91, 3. A large number of dramatic outflow sources are found in the region of M78. These so-called Herbig-Haro objects are presumably jets of matter ejected from young stars embedded in the nebulous matter of M78 where they have just formed. The discoveries by Zhao et al., 1999, brought the number of known Herbig-Haro objects in M78 to 17. A gorgeous IR image of M78 in the Hull region was created by S. van Dyck of EPAC with the 2MASS IR telescope. These data provide an even deeper insight into the star formation process in M78. M78 is not difficult to locate from Zeta Orionis, also named Deltaic, the easternmost star of Orion's belt. M78 is situated about 2 degrees north and 1.5 degrees east of this star, a chain of 3 stars of Mag 5.6, northward from Zeta, may help locating it. Alternatively, it is found roughly a half deg north and 3¾ deg east of Delta Orionis, the NW-most belt star. Visually, M78 resembles a faint comet. It is just visible in binoculars under good conditions, as a very dim patch. Small telescopes already show it remarkably bright, and reveal the 2 illuminating stars, lying north preceding, NW, and south following, say, like a double nucleus in the compact comet head. Part of M78, suggestions of a short and broad tail, appear to reach to the south preceding, SW, and the other nebulae in this field require a very dark sky and are much more difficult to see than M78. Under very good conditions, a 4-inch can reveal NGC 2071, and suggestions of haze around M78 stars are fewer to the west, an indication that in this region dark nebulae seem to obscure the stellar background. About 1¾ deg east of M78, open cluster NGC 2112 is found. This cluster is of about 9th Magnan 11, in diameter, lies behind M78 at a distance of about 2800 light-years, and is much older, estimated at about 2 billion years. Messier 78 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Mekane at the beginning of 1780. Messier, M78, December 17. 1780-785H35m34s, 83D53, 35, 0D01, 23, Gain, 83D53, 02, 0D00, 31, cluster of stars, with much nebulosity in Orion and on the same parallel as the star Delta in the belt, which has served to determine its position. The cluster follows is east of the star on the hour wire at 3D41, and the cluster is above north of the star by 27.7. Mekane had seen this cluster at the beginning of 1780, and reported, on the left side of Orion. Glenn Jones has, erroneously, the right, 2 to 3 minutes in diameter. One can see 2 fairly bright nuclei, surrounded by nebulosity, Diom, 3, William Herschel 1811, PT Volume 1811. P226-336, here P278-3, of nebulosities joined to nebulae. The nature of diffused nebulosities is such that we often see it joined to real nebulae. For instance of this kind we have the following 14 objects including M78, SP2P659, 1783, December 19, SW59, 2 large bright stars, well defined, within a nebulous glare of light resembling that in Orion's sword. There are also 3 very small faint stars just visible in the nebulous part which seem to be component particles thereof. I think there is a faint ray near a half deg long towards the east and another towards the southeast less extended, but I am not quite so well assured of the reality of these latter phenomena as I could wish, and would rather ascribe them to some deception. At least I shall suspend my judgment till I have seen it again in very fine weather. Though, the night is far from bad. 1786. January 1st, SW506. Very large Milky nebulosity, terminating suddenly on the north side, contains 2 PL pretty large, bright stars. They are on the north side. 1786. December 22nd, SW661. Milky nebulosity containing 3 stars, if irregularly formed. 5 or 6, long, John Herschel, 1833, H368, H368 equals M78, sweep 113, December 20, 1827, Ra 5 H 38 meters 1.3s, NPD 90 D 0, 10, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, 2 stars 9 equals 9 meters, post 60 deg NF, dist 50, in a wispy nebula, see fig 36, 2 stars equally bright at 9 meters, position angle 60 deg north following, distance 50, in a wispy nebula, see figure 36, sweep 107, November 23, 1827, Ra 5 H 38 meters 2.6s, NPD 90 D 1, 59, 1830.0, a VL wisp shape net involving 3 street, it extends 5, terminating abruptly to N, but extending SF beyond the third asterisk, a very large wisp-shaped nebula involving 3 stars. It extends 5, terminating abruptly to the north, but extending south following say, beyond the third star. Appendix. Figure on plate XII. Fig 36. Number 368. Million 78. Ra 5 H 38 meters 2s. NPD 90 D 1. Smythe. CCXXVI 226. M 78. CXXXXVI 78 million Orionis. R5 H 38 meters 33s. Deck and 0D 00.7 mean epoch of observation. 1836.79 October 1836. Two stars in a wispy nebula, just above Orion's left hip, where a ray from Rigel carried between the center and last stars of the belt, and extended 2 deg farther, picks it up, a 8.5, and B9 mag, both white. This object was first fixed by Messier in 1780, and described as two bright nuclei surrounded by nebulosity. It is a singular mass of matter trending from a well-defined northern disk into the SF south following, say, quadrant, where it melts away. The nebula lies equatorially between two small stars, which are nearly equidistant from it, in a blankish part of the heavens, and in its most compressed portion is the wide double star. This was beautifully drawn by H. John Herschel, and is figure 36 in his catalog of 1830. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 1267, GC 1267 equals H 368 equals M 78, Ra 5 H 39 meters 34.1s, NPD 90 D 0, 15.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, L, WISP SH, VGMBN, 3 Street INV, R8 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, bright, large, wisp-shaped, very gradually much brighter toward a nucleus, 3 stars involved, modeled, remark, figures in PT 33JH 1833, plate IV, fig 36, and a woodcut diagram in PT 61 Lord Ross 1861, Dreyer, NGC 2068. NGC 2068 equals GC 1267 equals H 368. Gain, M 78. Ra 5 H 39 meters 34s. NPD 90 D 0.3. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. B. L. WISP. GMBN. 3 Street INV. R. Equals M 78. Right. Large. WISP. Gradually much brighter nucleus, 3 stars involved, modeled, remark, figures in PT 33JH 1833, plate XII, fig 36, Ardita woodcut diagram in PT 61, Lord Ross 1861, LDR observations of nebulae and clusters at Bicker Castle, 1848-78, Transactions Royal Dublin Society, volume the 2nd 1880, plate I. Melbourne Observations of Southern Nebulae, Part 1 1886, Plate II, Fig 31, Curtis Descriptions of 762 Nebulae and Clusters photographed with the Crossley Reflector, PUBL, Lickobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, NGC 2068, RA equals 5:41.6, DEC equals plus 0, 1. PUBL, Lickobs, Volume VII, Plate 14, a mass of rather irregular, fairly bright, diffuse nebulosity, whose brighter portion is 6X4, involving 2/10 magn stars. Two fainter patches lie 6 west, apparently separated from the main mass by a wide lane of dark matter. The southerly one of these is NGC 2064, and the northern one NGC 2067-0SN. Content Karasyov SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.